Now turn to part 2, questions 8 to 13. You'll hear an interview with a woman who suffers from panic attacks, where she suddenly gets frightened for no reason. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 2. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Margaret Jones was frying eggs in a gigantic pan when her first panic attack hit her. Why it should have been that time and in that place remains a mystery. What causes a panic attack is something that both doctors and sufferers still don't know the answer to. It is basically a fear of being frightened.
Having a panic attack is like having a heart attack. It completely shocks you. It's terrifying. After that, you do anything to avoid situations that might start another attack.
It's unusual for an attack to come with no warning and for no apparent reason. But Margaret, you were a relaxed, sociable person with no history of depression or anxiety, weren't you?
That's right. After that first attack, in the early 80s, I left my part-time job in the cafe and stayed at home nearly all the time. Later, I made myself go out in the car to buy a newspaper, but I wasn't brave enough to leave the car. So I would open the window and ask someone to go into the shop and buy the paper for me. I could only walk along a pavement if I had a wall to hold on to.
You moved back to your hometown in Cornwall in 1985, didn't you? And that is when your husband Colin bought you a camera.
Yes, he'd read about how once behind a camera, people can completely separate themselves from what is happening around them. When he persuaded me to go out to a lake near our house, I sat with my camera and watched a beautiful young swan by the water. I must have been there for half an hour, and I completely forgot where I was. I just relaxed, and when I got home, I realized I'd been outside with people around me and hadn't felt worried at all.
So, by looking through your camera and concentrating on taking photographs, you were able to keep your thoughts away from your fear of having a panic attack.
That's right. We began to travel further away from home as I got braver. As long as I had my camera, I could cope with getting out of the car. Eventually, I hope to be able to leave my camera at home sometimes. I think I am recovering well, although I am not quite completely relaxed in public yet. I still get very nervous about going to the supermarket, and I'd look a bit silly taking photographs in there. Poor Colin would be very embarrassed.
Now listen again.
Margaret Jones was frying eggs in a gigantic pan when her first panic attack hit her. Why it should have been that time and in that place remains a mystery. What causes a panic attack is something that both doctors and sufferers still don't know the answer to. It is basically a fear of being frightened.
Having a panic attack is like having a heart attack. It completely shocks you. It's terrifying. After that, you do anything to avoid situations that might start another attack.
It's unusual for an attack to come with no warning and for no apparent reason. But Margaret, you were a relaxed, sociable person with no history of depression or anxiety, weren't you?
That's right. After that first attack, in the early 80s, I left my part-time job in the cafe and stayed at home nearly all the time. Later, I made myself go out in the car to buy a newspaper, but I wasn't brave enough to leave the car. So I would open the window and ask someone to go into the shop and buy the paper for me. I could only walk along a pavement if I had a wall to hold on to.
You moved back to your hometown in Cornwall in 1985, didn't you? And that is when your husband Colin bought you a camera.
Yes, he'd read about how once behind a camera, people can completely separate themselves from what is happening around them. When he persuaded me to go out to a lake near our house, I sat with my camera and watched a beautiful young swan by the water. I must have been there for half an hour, and I completely forgot where I was. I just relaxed, and when I got home, I realized I'd been outside with people around me and hadn't felt worried at all.
So, by looking through your camera and concentrating on taking photographs, you were able to keep your thoughts away from your fear of having a panic attack.
That's right. We began to travel further away from home as I got braver. As long as I had my camera, I could cope with getting out of the car. Eventually, I hope to be able to leave my camera at home sometimes. I think I am recovering well, although I am not quite completely relaxed in public yet. I still get very nervous about going to the supermarket, and I'd look a bit silly taking photographs in there. Poor Colin would be very embarrassed.
That is the end of part 2.